Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money,
fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Listen, a backyard, be botanical gardens, and
Out in Vegas, if we travel, I'm starting. Boy, I got this whore for you. Go meet her down in Florida. She'll tie you down and torture you, depending how you scorching her. But if you playing her, she probably let you lay with her. Whip you up some breakfast in bed, cooking your egg. But I ain't really into that. I'm lizzing copper fitted cat. Soon as I hit Caribbean, I call my nigga Timmy.
Bitch, we on that high life. Stay up on that high life. All I see is bitch niggas. Tell them take us off that high. Straight to the neck, that mic jack. That high life, no turning back.
No turning back.
That high life, no turning back.
No turning back. That high life, that high life. No turning back. That high life, that high life. You're trying to knock me off my high horse, but I live that high life. That high life, that high life.
Fuck it.
Hating niggas wanna pluck me, cause they bitches wanna suck me. Got a clip with a chick on the side, she the bride of Chucky. I'm from the block, they shooting shots, including Kai. I cock a L, but I'm a winning nigga, never losing not. You losing not, you bet against us getting shot. If you sent us park coded in December, them niggas hating, they on my list. God help me before I get up out of line. Niggas be up out of time. Yeah. I ride up on you, I slide up on you and creep up on you. Put heat up on you, you sleeping on me, the reaper on you. Plotting and scheming, just planning like the whole weekend on you. I had you rested, wanting death set up for me and for you. A spark, you got heart, I straight leave it on you. You wanna live or die, decide, we'll leave it on you. Recognize, see it's time, don't give a fuck if you feel it, man. You know I'm in the building.
Bitch, we on that high life, stay up on that high. Life. All I see is bitch niggas, tryna take us off that high horse. Straight to the neck, that mic jack. That high life, no turning back.
No turning back.
That high life, no turning back.
No turning back. That high life, that high life. No turning back. That high life, that high life. Tryna knock me off my high horse, but I live that high life. That high life, that high life. That high life.
Here we go. Got it stuck in. Shout out to everybody listening in. Yeah, stuck in. You know, you gotta make sure you get it stuck in. But we on live, Philly Sham Radio. Welcome back. Gotta give a shout out to my co-host, Alima, bro, Alima. Welcome back to Philly Sham Radio. We're gonna get some clips.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing today, honey? Well, tonight, it's nighttime. What you, how you doing tonight?
Don't like the afternoon today. You know, I don't sleep. I'm always up.
I know, that's right. We always, we up for a good show. Here's some fun. We got some special invited guests to come through. My homeboy, Farrell Ramsey from Jersey. We're going to play on some bitches' phone, talk shit. And tonight's topic. Let them know what tonight's topic, Alima.
Well, our topic tonight is, do certain types of weed make you horny, or, you know, do you have to drink a certain amount of drinks before you have sex with a certain person? I know a lot of people had slip-ups out there when you woke up one morning and looked over, and you was fucked up about that. So, you know, maybe it was a certain amount of drinks you had to make you go back and do your thing. But then when you sobered up, you seen that it wasn't what it was. So, you know, it had to. We just want to know, you know, what your experience is.
I really feel some type of way about this topic. I can't wait to talk about it. My voice is back, so I sound a little better, clearer tonight or whatever. We're going to go in. I, myself, have never had to, per se, got too drunk to fuck a person because they didn't look right. I remember I used to have to get fucked up just to fuck one of my exes. I had to break up with him. I couldn't take that shit. It's like, I'm drunk as shit, I get high as shit, and I'm just screaming, I can't take it. Move. Back up, Jason. Going on. I had to, you know, do too much. It was too much for me. So I wanted to be fucked up, and I wake up walking bully.
I had an ex where he didn't like me smoking weed, so I had to And I didn't like having sex with him, so I wanted to be high in order to do it. So I was irked because I had to hurry up and smoke like 2 hours before he came and picked me up. So it was like crazy. Depressing. But yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to go through that. You know, I tried to make it work, but it wasn't enough weed in the world. I had to let that go.
It ain't enough weed liquor in the world to make you do certain shit. With therapy, be like, never mind. It takes too much work.
Yes.
Love is supposed to be easy. Love is easy, you know.
You shouldn't have to get drunk to sneak whatever it is.
Yeah, no. You shouldn't have to.
I mean, it's different if it's you and somebody that you are attracted to and y'all get drunk together, but.
Did we not talk about drunk sex? Drunk sex is the shit.
No, we not. I mean, we can talk about drunk sex.
We can talk about
saying. It's just, I don't know, it might be some people that's real ugly, but when you have, like, 7 shots of Patron, it might be the baddest thing to you. I'm saying.
Yeah. What they call it, beer goggles.
Okay.
Beer goggles, yeah. I think we talked about that one time or whatever. Beer goggles. That sounds a little familiar. You know what I mean? Going in. We talking shit, so we're going to take some callers. And like I said, we're going to play on this bitch phone tonight because my homie asked me to, and maybe if you ask us to, we might do a few because, you know what I mean, we could call real anonymously and stuff. The Cool Way Blog Talk Radio helps us out with their little things. We're going to do some shit like Carmen. I don't know what type of prank we're going to play on the bitch, but she a chicken head. We don't take care of kids right. Act like she can't spend her fucking money right on the kids.
Her baby father probably was one of the guys who took the 7 shots of Patron.
Yeah, fucked up. And that's his baby mom. That's fucked up. I think so, because he don't like this bitch.
I ain't hoping to just trap niggas like this.
You know what? You trapping ass bitches. Just because you could buy liquor don't mean you deserve that. So
I mean, niggas drinks at the bar.
That's not even fair. Trapping niggas.
Trapping.
We
do the same thing now.
Yes, men do it. But callers, if you want to chime in on any of the topics for tonight, definitely press 1. I forgot what my subtopic was going to be, but we'll talk about that a little later. I'm going to go in and play some music and show some love to my peoples, you know, like we have to on this show. Shout out to my brother, L.A. Brown. We're going to go in. Oh, yeah, my peoples listening live. Yes, we are going to play on that bitch fucking phone. We're going to call her on some Carmen shit like, excuse me. Excuse me. But can you stop being a fucking bitch? You're like, who the fuck is this? Like, no, I don't think I could do that. My voicemail is still worse. I'm just calling until it comes to where. I wonder if she really bought it. Like, you're like, come meet me, bitch. I'll beat you the fuck up. You think she gonna come out?
You know what? You know what I would do? I would tell somebody to come somewhere, and I wouldn't be there, but it would be like a decoy, like somebody who looked like me, probably dressed in black. They'd probably hop out from behind a tree. And I wouldn't even want them to beat them up. I would just want them to scare them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You feel real stupid. It's like, and they'd be like, oh, I thought you were somebody else.
Somebody else recording it so I could upload it on YouTube. That's the type of shit I'll do. I'm not going to fight on you. I'll just do some embarrassing shit to you and let the world see it.
That sounds hilarious. We got to do that. And I wouldn't care. We'll blur her face out. She's so mad. But we'll hear her scream.
I wouldn't blur her face out. I want everybody to know this is you. But my decoy will be all black. Look like a ninja.
Face covers. I think those will be real funny. Maybe we should wait. Yo, I've always would love to have, like, a show like Ashton Kutcher or whatever with the punk or whatever, but I wouldn't call it punk, you know what I mean? It'd be, like, more serious, like,
you know,
it'd be called off.
Because nowadays, it's going to fuck you up.
Hold it. It would be like, on the tip, like, I'm going to really, really, really make somebody cry.
Oh, my goodness.
What is on the floor? I almost broke down in the kitchen. Like, all this shit on the floor. But, like I said, call in, press 1 if you want to talk. With my brother, L.A. Brown. This song is called That Boy Good.
You know that boy, L.A. Brown. I like what he represents. The dream. The struggle. The faith. Hope, us, as a well-rounded, put-together young brother. You go ahead, brother. We got your back.
What you know about faith? I know that one day I will emerge on the top. Till it's my time, I'm leaning on this word, so I grind. It's deeper than the money with me. If I'm not loving what I'm doing, money's nothing to me. At the same time, I imagine pushing the acid, but it's all from the hard work. Move with a passion. I'm destined for greatness, so I practice patience. All these naysayers and the haters, motivation. Southwest Philly got me feeling well prepared for anything up in this life. I done seen ahead. Diamond in the rough neighborhood is who I am. Where everybody misunderstood, I understand. Nobody wanna live under poverty, any means necessary. I know criminology, my niggas hold your head. I see the bigger picture, so when I get caught for duty, please believe I won't forget you.
And not to mention that this boy got substance. Music. He ain't just rapping for nothing. You can tell he's speaking from his heart. Sincere. Real. 100. This boy is a voice. And he using it too. And he using it right.
Only great ones make it through the journey. I'm ready. Maneuver through them rocky roads. Gotta keep it steady. I'm a king up in my own mind. I got my own shine. Never had to rent it or lease it because I own mine. I'm a walking, talking gold mine. I'm the producer and the writer, I'm the whole nine. So I'm feeling like the chosen one. Anything I go through, I overcome. To me, it's no sweat. To live without regrets. In my life, I push weight, getting stronger by the rest. See, I get this feeling that I can't explain. It's supernatural. All I know is I'ma do it bigger than your average Joe. That's what I'm here for. I know my time coming. Time to live a different stroke. Call me Philip Drummond. Yeah, stay connected to the Most High. Now that's what I call being so fly.
See what you listening to. This isn't your overnight success right here. You can tell this man been working hard for years. And it's finally paying off. Move out the way, y'all. We got a new kid in town. And he's gonna take over with something new. Something refreshing. L.A. Brown.
Yeah, Matic, am I what to do, homie? You already? Let's go.
Be grinding overhead. What you do, blind to see? Hard work pays off. That's what these niggas telling me. So we push it to the limit.
With this rapping like I got a present. $1 million flow. Watch out. Doing these things, you know. Shout out to my peoples on the line. I see you. You know what I mean? We got to shout out my brother. We ain't talked to you in a minute. You know what I mean? Definitely appreciate you calling in. How you been?
You know me, just working hard. Not working hard, working smart. Grinding hard, working smart.
Shout out who you are for those who getting to know you. What's up? Tell them what's up.
I'm Barack Obama, 44th President of the United States.
Seriously, so we can follow you and find you.
No, the name is Nine. The name is Nine Fiction, the poet.
In a name, it's and like an app. The Nicki Minaj,
like, whatever.
On Twitter.
Don't follow me, follow Unimize. That's what it is.
You're talking about that. All right, did you let everybody know what it is? What you say?
I said, don't follow me, follow Unimize. My name is Nonfiction, the poet, formerly known as Itchy Wright or Itchy R. Very Googleable. I'm Googleable. I could be Googled. I could be at. I could be added. I could be whatever.
I think men should say that word, though. It's my opinion.
Googleable.
I sound like if I'm a man, want to get done to him. Like, I'm Googleable. Like, no, nigga.
What's popping on the show tonight? What's the sexual topic?
I'm sorry, yeah. Well, tonight's topic is, do weed make you corny, you know, when you smoke it? Because some people say that I want to find this weed because I never experienced it, but maybe it's a certain type of weed, you know? And we also want to get in your business. But I'm going to let my co-host ask you the second topic question.
Well, the answer to the first one is, I do smoke here and there. Like, you know what I mean? Mainly, I just got off of parole after almost 8 years, so I do smoke every now and then. But even the reason why I started chilling off smoking is because my mind already moved fast enough without the weed. The weed just kind of slowed me down. So I wouldn't really say it makes me horny. But I think the reason why I make other people horny is because you be high. So if you sitting there with a girl or a girl sitting there with a guy and y'all smoking weed,
so you think
high, it's like blaring on alcohol.
but sometimes weed don't have that effect on people. Like you said, it makes you slower. Like, I feel a lot of people smoke weed and they want to do nothing. But then again, people, I don't know, like, yeah, like, either way you look at it, I'm horny with or without the weed, so I don't really know the difference on the feelings.
Yeah, I think that's how I am. I perform better sober anyway.
It's too long
when I'm stimulated.
The second topic was certain people that you probably wanted to have sex with, did you have to drink before you did it, or everybody you have sex with is what you want to do?
Who you
want
to do?
Right, or who?
I don't know. What you talking about? Did I have to get drunk?
Hold up, no, put it out there.
Like that? Like it was that bad?
Yeah, like, or maybe it was an accident. Maybe you had like 10 drinks, you know what I mean? And then you woke up the next morning and then you
just like, fuck it, I might as well just do it. I mean, we drunk, fuck it, I might as well just do it. It's pussy.
Yeah, that's happened before, but not. Out of town in Atlanta, that happens several times.
I don't care if it was in fucking Egypt, nigga, you did it.
Yeah. But for those who haven't been to Atlanta and the ones who know, they know what I'm talking about. It's different out there. It's totally different. Mm. Girls do got girlfriends. And
wow.
And it's totally different out there. I miss it, though. It's different out there.
So basically what you mean is you're telling us that you're just ready to get it popping anytime you get drunk.
Something like that.
Do the liquor encourage you? Do it make you feel like you'll do more with the liquor, or would you still be aggressive as if you had liquor? Do the liquor boost you up a little bit?
The only difference is the liquor just make it last longer. And it's already
liquor
long.
I'm actually
trying to get up to the Minuteman status.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm trying to do. I actually did it one time. I did it for the first time in a long time. It was 20 minutes. That was.
Whatever liquor you drinking, you need to give it to some of these niggas.
And let me make a public service announcement for my family members. Chill. I don't want to hear about all your penis stuff. Same, I'm just talking.
I'm not saying it.
What's up, Seth? Can we set up something? Like, I know you rocking the show tonight. I'm trying to get on there. I got a couple things I'd like to discuss. I need another interview. I've been kind of off the scene. I ain't been performing in a while.
Wait, yeah. You know I'm open. You know what happened.
But I have been doing it.
Shout out to that ass.
25 videos under my belt. 25 HD crazy creative videos.
Forever.
And I'm...
You already know I got you, but you already know we got to talk about some shit and your nut ass friends. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what you're talking about, but...
Hey, because stupid... Oh, you want to act like I don't know what you're talking about then with promotion. Next caller. Let's switch callers.
Yeah, this is over. We're not going to just off the subject or the topic. Other people want to talk, so you know the goal.
I love you. I wouldn't do that to you. Fuck him, not you. You my people.
Oh, gosh.
Not you. You hit my heart. We going but chill with me. You know I got you. We going to take another caller. Actually, my special invited guest is in the building. Shout out to the talented singer from Jersey, Mr. Farrell Ramsey. Welcome back to Philly Shine. What's up?
Not much. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm over here tweeting. Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Mr. Ramsey, is that how you say hi to her? Really?
What'd you say?
I said that was Royal Alima.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Royal?
That was a pretty dry hi, but...
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing.
What's going on? Go get some shots.
I'm not doing anything right now. I'm just chilling right now. Just finished writing a song too.
With the topics were for tonight, right?
Yeah. Can we really make you horny?
Can it?
To be honest with you, I'm gonna the other dude on that one. It's like depends on the mood and situation. Like I've gotten high before, and it was just like whatever. Then there was one time I got high. I'm sitting here calling my girl like, "Hey, come over tonight." So it just really just depends on the mood and situation. Like you can't really like alcohol. You can get drunk with your buddies. You can get drunk with your girl or your man's, whatever the case may be, and find yourself waking up the next morning butt ass naked next to him. You know, it just depends.
Right off the liquor, right?
So I'm telling you. Vodka gets me in that mood.
So when you drink vodka, it's going down.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. Mm-hmm. Not just anybody. I'm
right, so you just tell me you was at the club. You was on. And a random female came up to you like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to, what's up? You're not going to say no.
I'm gonna go Jersey Shore on this one.
We'll
if they look like a grenade, then definitely not. Like
definitely, if the pussy is in front of you talking and you want that vodka, it's going down.
Don't be fronting.
I know you to be a more open person than that, but it's alright.
No, in all actuality, in all seriousness, I'm not that type of guy who does too many one nights. It's more or less like I'm in a relationship.
Aww. That's nice.
All right. That's the truth, to be honest.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. I liked it. Not wrong with it. Because you can't even really do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, one night stands suck.
Got a number.
I'm not saying that I haven't done it. I'm just saying I'm not more, if, like, not more often than that person. More often than not, that's not my character.
All right, cool. That's what's up. Appreciate it. But chill with us. I definitely got your new music, and I'm going to show you some love. I want to check in with some more callers before we get into some more music and get to talk to you, because this is actually a chance for us to have more of an interview with you and get to know you and your music. I know you're coming out to perform at the Diamond Spotlight. It's January 1st, 2012, like next year, the first day of the next year.
I mean, of course I'm going to be out there, because, I mean, I'm going to be upstage on the, doing the damn thing. It's just really how I'm just going to invite myself to it. No, I'm joking. No, yeah, I'll definitely be there.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, 0172. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We talk about something else. I'm an idiot sometimes. But also, I want to say I want you to come and be a part of my show next Thursday. I'm performing in the Rain Lounge. Anybody want a ticket, hit me up, 215-200-7554, or call Nick Numbers, 267-252-5200. We are definitely showing love. It's going to be a lot of great performers. I'm going to be promoting more throughout the week, and so we'll check it out. But I'm going to take another caller. We have 215-834. Welcome to Philly Shy Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Cancer, and I'm calling from South Philly. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
What's going on?
Chilling. How you doing, Ma, in the background? You know what I mean? Just laid back, listening to the show for the first time.
It's Royal Alima. You say hi.
Yeah, hi. You know what I'm saying? I heard you say her name while I was listening.
Well, Ace, you didn't say her name, because they are Lima.
All right, I'm going to do a Destiny's Child. Hi, Royal. How you doing, Mommy?
That's about it.
Hey, I like that, got it. That sounds real nice.
I mean, that's why I made him say it. Like, you know, like, do a thorough year. Shout out to Twitter and everything. I forgot to say that for everybody, for you, Pharaoh, but you chilling with us tonight. But definitely shout out to Twitter so everybody could be able to follow you, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I do got your music on deck for tonight as well.
Word. It's twitter.com/BLKCANCER. That's Black Cancer, whatever. You can follow me on there, or you could check out my other sites at myurl/BLACKCANCER. That's Black Cancer. You know what I mean? And shout out to my On Point family. Shout out to Philly Shine Radio, as well as Honest Fire and you, Royal.
Oh, thanks. But, okay, that's what's up. Did you hear the topic stay with us tonight?
Yeah, but you could, you know what I mean? You could line it up so I could get some my facts straight and shit like that.
All right. Well, the first topic was, do certain types of weed make you horny?
Okay. Now, since I haven't smoked in a minute because I'm trying to get another gig, I can't say shit about that. But from my past endeavors, weed ain't get me on. Just a chick can lick her lips and get my dick hard. You understand me? A good conversation, because I like if you're a good conversationalist, you got me. You know what I'm saying? You got to have swag when you talk. You got to be intelligent. I don't like just any old hood rat bitch. You got to be thorough. It's something about you that really got to turn me on, because if you too hood for me, then I'll be like, get the fuck out of here, and you ain't going to do nothing for me.
Even if you want that liquor, you just go tell her to get out of here?
I'll tell her to get the fuck out of here, yes.
I mean, it's okay. Hey, I mean, so you ain't never have a slip-up?
Did I ever have a slip-up? No. Yeah. Anything I wanted to do, I did intentionally. Now, have I drunk some liquor? And then I hit, yeah. And was it
what
an
I
ugly
mean.
Chick? Yeah.
That's
I've done
what
that before.
I
ain't even going to be in denial about that, because at the end of the day, was the pussy good? Yes.
But you still just hit because the liquor. If you were sober, you wouldn't hit.
Nah, this is the thing, though. She had a good personality, so that's why I liked it, and it was acceptable
and
even though she was ugly.
Personality, my ass. You had some drinks, and it was damn.
Wait a minute.
chill with those kids, and definitely tweet your friends and let them know I'm going to be playing your song Lyrical Killer. Who's Marley? I never heard of him. What's his Twitter?
Marley is from Tayamar Beats or whatever. He also from Philly, and he produced a track.
Okay. And he also raps?
Yeah, he also raps. He got a website or whatever where he put up his songs that you could grab them joints from 75 cents to fucking $3. Like, it's cheap, it's reasonable, and it's a lease.
Okay, what's the website?
It's www.taenmalbeats215.com. That's Tayamar Beats. And they got, like, specials and everything. Like, if you grab 10 beats, I think you only pay, like, $7. Like, you'll see all that shit on the website, man. Shout out to Marley for that. And Tay.
That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you calling in and showing love. Like I said, chill. I'm going to play his music. Maybe get him to call in, too. I'm trying to give everybody the topic, question, and I'm getting ready to get a female perspective.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that, too.
What?
I was about to ask you now. You said you drunk some liquor and you had to like blow it out.
I ain't say no, wait a minute.
You ain't say that?
Not yet. Wait, hold on. I don't even know what we're talking about the callers. Yeah, it's not our turn yet. It's our turn.
All right.
Because you're trying to say, yeah. What's up, Mercy? Welcome to the show, boom. Shout out to Mercy. Hey, honey.
Hi.
What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Mercy, where'd she go?
Wait, y'all can hear me?
Yes.
No, I'm hanging up. You're not supposed to hear me. I just want to talk shit on Twitter. Listen.
Oh, you got to talk.
You called in. You got to comment.
Fine, because I'm already here.
The two topics tonight.
Yes. And I'm starting to feel tortured again. I'm smelling all this good food. Y'all gonna hear me talk with my mouth full of my It's like, no, I ain't gonna do that.
Wait.
Mercy, what's good? Have you ever smoked weed and it made you horny? I might ask her a couple other topics. You might have to make up some topics
just for Mercy.
Just for you. We got you.
Weed don't make me horny. Liquor make me horny.
Liquor make you horny.
Liquor makes me turn into another person.
So have you ever had too much liquor where you where you did it wrong, you just like, fuck.
I had too much liquor. How can I put this? The best experience I had with the combination of liquor and weed was just, it was double the fun.
So do it make you more wild?
Wait a minute. No, she said a word in there. She said double the fun. What made it double the fun? That's a word right there. You got to listen to what people say. You know what I'm saying? What was double the fun about it?
And it loosens you up and makes it, I mean, it helps you have more fun. I'm going to put it like that.
She can be the president of the situation.
I'm tweeting and texting and talking to y'all. I'm trying to get company for tonight.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Well, I definitely appreciate your opinion and you coming on.
I miss you guys. I got some bother you.
No, it won't be a bother. It'll be fun times. Fun times, yes. And good vibes. Just like that show. We got to get on the beach. I want to live on the beach. I like that show, Good Vibes. I wish I lived by the beach. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Dang it. I would come outside every day in my bikini. Like, well, look where we live. Dream.
Hold up. I'm about to get all these people to call y'all now. I'm about to tweet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Boo. Yeah, well, tell everybody what's your Twitter, because we all want to follow you, too.
Cause
you gotta know. I hope this is not your last time calling. We're gonna let you slide tonight, but in the near future.
Yes, you lucky. You real lucky tonight.
But in the near future, because you done taught me some shit that I even share on my show.
a couple months ago, if you remember.
Yes, I
spoke about it. But yes, I do. I think it's random. But y'all, the sex topics is coming back. We might have sexy Saturdays or something. That'll be hot. But make sure y'all tune in.
That's something with y'all for outside, you know, the public area. So whenever y'all free, I'll discuss it with y'all.
Whenever you're free.
Whenever. Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna call you on the phone. Okay.
Yeah, that would be better. All right.
Well, you could still listen, and we'll close your mic in.
Oh, I ain't hanging up. I want to laugh at everybody else's situations and talk shit. I don't care.
The fuck I'm talking
right.
about. We about to play a song.
That's my
best
friend.
On that note, we got to do some popping shit. I wish I could play Jay-Z and that music, but I think you get sued for that shit now. They don't play that shit no
more. Oh, shit.
I can see
or
that. We had no time.
For some underground shit.
To try and get us. I ain't got
who got the money to do shit.
Yes.
If, sex,
what
money. No, I'm thinking about the radio station.
Okay. Oh, well, Black Kids, I'm trying to show love to your peoples and Pharaoh, I do got your new music, but it's not in there yet. We're going to see where it is. We're going to show some love to everybody. Get to know my peoples. Have fun. And I still have to talk about the topic. As a matter of fact, man, my memory serves me.
And I still talk about the topic.
Yeah. I remember because, and I think I talked about it like a couple years ago after it happened, but I had a too much liquor situation. You know what I mean? You know how you go out. I guess it was because it was Long Island, and I can't drink Long Island like I drink shots of Henny, right? I could probably drink four bottles of Hennessy and be fine, right? But I think I probably had like eight Long Islands.
Oh my God.
I had so much liquor. It was ridiculous. And I only did it on some. I used to be real cocky, like when I was growing up. I think my limit for Long Island is four. Like after that, I'm
and
done.
My limit for Ciroc is no more than four shots because if I drink five shots, that's all I can say. Like I can't even say anything. That's how I like it after five shots. I'm just like. No, I feel like if you bring a Bible next to me, I feel like you didn't bring the devil next to me.
Stop it. Was the real shit? No, I just can't fuck with mixed drinks. Straight liquor? Oh, Mike, I see you. Oh, what's up, Mike?
What's up, baby?
No, I ain't even see you call it up there or whatever. No, but, like, what's the real shit? I'm good with straight liquor. To me, I'll show somebody one day. I don't know, maybe. But, like, yeah, probably if I take, like, six Long Island, I'm fucked up.
Like, the mixed drinks, Jolly Ranchers and stuff like that, I could drink and I'll be good. But shots, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I think shots of Ciroc is like shots of some type of sexual something. It's so crazy. No, I just don't.
Yo, and liquor don't even make me horny. I don't even. I like to have sex once I've been drinking, or like
it tells me to. Like, tell
you to have sex. No.
Do
yo, I'm about to try some rock again because maybe I was drinking it wrong. That's it. My whole liquor get captured all the time. Grow
lips. Like okay.
What I got a few kind of vodka friends over here. Thanks for that. About to go cut that out. But we're going to show some love to my boy, Black Cancer. Have a little break. Oh. And like I said, I got a story. Eight fucking Long Island. That was crazy. Like,
I'm sure it was.
But this is Lyrical Killer feature of Maul.
Check it out, so we shall read it.
Yeah. It's Marley. See? What it look like? A murder scene. Lyrical killer.
Killer.
I'm a lyrical killer.
Killer.
I'm a lyrical killer. Ice cold the case the minute that my time is froze. I'ma have a lot of stone faces hating. You gargoyles ain't flyers, home. Better pull out your pilot phone and compete. I'm on my grist so I find a bone when I eat. Scorching missiles and giant bombs when I speak. You got some issues, your eyes is only on cheeks. See my eye candy, it's the 550. At 100 I be stunting like Keon and speed. Number one and then you sucking like a silent leech. My weight I keep it up or while you counting sheep. Sleep, a grind never stop, you gotta set your clock. Why the fuck do you get up if you ain't set the guap? You dummies looking stuck, need a tetanus shot. I'm trying to stretch it out, bend it like a meffy shot.
They think they sick, well I'm
iller.
Recite my word, it'll probably kill ya. All we see is money, you don't look familiar. I bring death to the beat, lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. Just for keepsakes, fast money's bitches fresh up off the E-way. I bring it back like a DJ or replay. Oh yeah, your time is up, nigga. Prepaid. I'm by my money, give a fuck what he or she say. Take your shit and then we sell that shit on eBay.
Okay.
I run it, but this right here is an easy walk. Philly cheesesteak shit, I'm on that greasy talk.
Yeah.
I spit crack, so this what I cook the blow on. And your CD is what I'm breaking up my throw on.
Wild packs, nigga.
That's not even a half, man.
What up?
It's no game, a bullet will give you much pain.
Okay.
They putting fear in who? No, I don't compare it. You, the beat is my slave. I just whip it like it's miracle. My words bust a pipe, cause these niggas can't handle the pressure. I make the beat and then I eat it. Hannibal lurk.
Marley,
they think they sick. Well, I'm
iller.
Recite my word, it'll probably kill ya. All we see is money, you don't look familiar. I bring death to the beat, lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer.
Suckers cannot play with me. Run your list from A to G. I crush them till I make them bleed. Cut them down, maple tree. Fuck around, pray to D. Shovel stop, laser tree. You don't want it, pal, I'll hunt you down. I was made to be.
Lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer.
Right there it is. I'm sorry, I couldn't unmute this phone. Like, y'all should have started talking. How y'all doing? Shout out to everybody who stayed on the line. We have a little bit of technical difficulties, but we back. We just heard Lyrical Killer by Black Cancer featuring Marley.
And we also have some new music from my boy Pharaoh on the way. We're going to get things back organized. Thank you, everybody, listening. We got my girl back on. There you go. Y'all got to chill with us. Sometimes we have little technical difficulties. Be patient. Look at Mercy. You hung up. You hung up and called back. What you hang up for?
I don't even know. I just heard silence.
Oh yeah, didn't we all? But y'all gotta call in, comment, join in on the conversation. Don't be shy. We're here to listen.
What about you, Aliba? Do you have a story about?
No.
A story about. I want to talk about the liquor first. I want to talk about that first.
I got some stories for the liquor.
Well, I mean, I've had liquor, yes, before, and did it make me slip up in any type of way? It probably was a person I probably did something with that I didn't find that attractive, but, I mean, whatever. It happens. It happens to the best of us. The weed, no, like I said, weed don't make me horny. It's just whatever. If I'm horny, I'm horny, but weed doesn't encourage it or anything. But what's your experience? Call on the line.
What's his name? Black Cancer, and that's Pharaoh. Hello?
Yeah,
can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What about you? No, we didn't ask Mike. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. I love your show, too. True.
Oh, thank you. That's what's up. I'm glad you like it. But, Mike, is our topic. We have two. And we got a subtopic, but I don't want to really ask too many people. I'm trying to tend to see if somebody might call in. I might ask they bitch ass the question. Because, you know, certain people act real corny, like, you support me, but you don't like me, so fuck off. Like, if I don't like you, I'm going to treat you like I don't like you. Like, I don't understand, yeah. Like, there's so many people who act like little bitches.
Yeah.
Insider. And, welcome. But for you, Mike, what have you? Is it any weed that you've ever smoked that made you horny? Like, is it a certain type of weed that you can smoke and make you horny, or no? Or is it for you? Is liquor?
It's the drink. It's the drinks for me. Like, I can't smoke no bud and you know, want a nail. You know what I mean? But the drinks for me, like, you know, drinks do it for me. I'll be the, you know, yeah, I go in with the drinks, basically.
Laughing because you said, want a nail. That's funny as shit to me. Sorry. You actually asked the girl, like, yo, I want a nail.
I want a nail. I probably would say no. I want a nail. No, I wouldn't say I want a nail. But, you know, I had a little bit of drinks in me one time when I was with this girl, you know what I mean? And, you know, I think I was a little too fast, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, she kind of was like, oh, you know. But I think if she'd have had some drinks with her in her, she probably would have let me know.
That's funny. Maybe she will, you know what I mean? Because, like, even my story, like, we definitely don't make me horny. I wish it did. It would be nice.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm not. Yeah, like, no, I just want to be like, I'm going to call. I'd be horny because I think about just wanting to bust a nut and just think about my baby. And, like, I'm going to call you up, baby. I want to do it to you. I want you to just, you know. But we don't do it for me.
Like Royal said, though, like the Ciroc, like I love the Ciroc, too. So the Ciroc really do it, like it do it for me, too. It was crazy she said that because I was like, damn, that's me all the way. It's crazy.
Well, for me, it was, like I said,
had to be 19, 20. I might have been 21 or 20. I don't know. I was young as shit anyway. This guy, like, he was cool. Like, we would go out sometimes, but he was just, like, real corny. You know what I mean? And now he's a pastor. So, like, you know.
He's a pastor now.
He's a pastor.
But see, no, they let me stop, because I can't be laughing no pastor. Like, you know.
Yeah, sure, like, you know. Going there. And I knew, like, I think I seen him again in, like, 07 or 09. He was like a pastor, and like he was acting like kind of agitated. Anyway, back to the story. So we go one night. We go out, and we drink, and he's just buying me all these drinks. I'm eating and stuff, but I've had like 10 Long Islands, right? And then all I remember is I think we were supposed to stop at his house because I had to work the next morning and shit. And I used to, yeah, so yeah, I had to be like 21 or something like that. So I had to work the next morning or whatever. So I used to be an accountant, so I had to be at work. So all I knew is I just saw glimpses of him, like, over top of me, and then I just went to sleep, and then just felt something just, like, horrible. Like at the same time I was there, and I was saying it was my fault because I was drinking the drinks. But then I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I look at the time. I look at him. He knocked the fuck out, and I'm like, what?
You put him to sleep without even knowing, huh?
He made an escape.
I had to make an escape before. I drove my car.
Okay.
And I got up, and I just get a phone call from my phone, and I just never answered again. Eventually, I got my number. It was like, whatever.
I didn't
have to wake him up to take me home.
First of all, I just looked at him and I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, damn, like, I remember coming in, chilling, and then he was over top of me and whatever.
Oh my God.
And then then I just go back to sleep. This nigga up making breakfast. I'm like, yeah, nigga. I'm like, what is you doing? Like, I'm like, I gotta go to work. And then he's like, no, I want you to relax or whatever. I'm like, I don't even know what happened last night, but stop trying to kiss my ass. Like, I'm like home. I don't know what the hell happened. You know what I mean? And I had to go to work, so I went home. I changed my clothes and he gave me a ride to work or whatever, but it was just like a silent car ride. Like, he had nothing to say, you know what I mean, at first. But then he just was like, he texted me later on that day, was like, what, you mad at me or something? I'm like, mad at you for what? What did you do? And he was like, no, nothing. And they always just, like, set me the wrong way. And then, like, he would just always call me, and I was just, like, turned off, like, by that one call. I'm like, what did he do to me? Like, but he's like, no, it was perfect. I was like, what really happened? Like, I asked him play-by-play, but I don't believe. You know how you just don't believe a person? Like I say, he's a pastor now, so I don't know what he's doing.
Well, ask him now and see if he's telling the truth.
I don't know where he at, though. You know what I mean? I should have asked him then, because then I seen him, he's a pastor. He's like, oh, my God, it's Malia. My real name, whatever. Oh, my God, it's Malia. Like,
man, he's about to get it all over.
Well, ain't that wrong with sinning. I don't know what's wrong with your song, Pharaoh, but we're going to try to upload some more music, get a chance to talk to my homeboy, Pharaoh, and listening in on the line. Definitely
yep.
Appreciate you calling in. What do you have new that you're working on, Pharaoh?
To be honest with you, working on, like, right now I'm trying to hook up with my producer, get into the booth. We just got done writing a new song called Cupid List. It's like a... It's a breakup song, and it's just a few things I keep. I just stay writing. That's just basically where I'm standing right now.
Breakup?
Like, I'm not working on it. Huh?
It don't sound Cupid's List?
Cupid List, yeah.
Cupid List.
I want to hear something. Can you sing? Oh, I always had Bori calling, the one that was singing on the trolley.
Sing some of that,
yeah. Yeah, I want you to sing some of it.
You want me to sing some of that song?
Yeah.
All right, hold up.
Don't wake your man up so he can sing for you.
No, he can prepare to sing. That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Ready?
Yeah. No. Thank you, everybody.
I can hear you, baby, beyond all the fakeness. Got your brain hip, it's obvious, I'm tired of the nonsense. So just keep it, so just stop it. No need, baby, for the Oscar performance that I've been ignoring for cause I've been snoring.
Okay,
I hear you. Did your voice ever make anybody panties drop before?
Yeah, actually.
You ever sung the drawers off of a female?
Yeah.
Yeah? Damn, so you like stilt skin, huh?
I've done it before. It was just one time I was singing to my girl, and she's just like, sing me a sex song. So I was like, all right. I started singing naked. She got naked.
So while you were singing naked, what'd you do?
While I was singing naked, she was getting naked. And
Because you can sing naked with a soft dick, and I might not like the song.
Nah, see, I don't do nothing half-ass. If I'm going to sing a song, I'm going to sing a song. It's just really how it goes.
No, that's right. I hear you. I won't fight.
Well, that's great. I ain't got nothing to fight
with that one. You said you sang panties off. Damn. I know that's right.
That's just really, I keep telling people I was blessed with the ability to sing. I'm glad I'm thankful and I'm glad every day that I have this ability. And so when I use my ability, I'm gonna use it right. I'm not gonna just sit there and be like,
"Silent night, holy."
No, if I'm gonna sing a song, I'm gonna sing it to make an effect happen. So if the effect is to get the panties off, I'm gonna sing it to get the panties off.
Or you could just say, "Take your panties off."
And that's true too. I could do that too, but I mean, what's the fun in that? I mean, it's so much funner to sing it.
Did you ever comment? Did he comment on the topic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Wally, look what you did.
Yeah, I commented. It's cool. Yeah. Got that quick. That's not
I'm
cool.
Sorry. I must have been stuffing my face when you were talking.
Oh. I know I could cook, right?
Damn. That's a shame. I just made a whole big mess. I'm always doing this shit, yo. It's crazy. It was only a little bit. Damn it. We having technical difficulties. We got to clean up. We having an experiment tonight, too.
Well, I get horny if I smoke this weed. So, you know. I don't know. I don't need to know who. I wish I would have to make a phone call for some dick.
I'm
real mad. And more like a sex, like, you know, I want some. You know what I mean? Or get ready for me.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
She ain't playing. She's just like, why are we talking about it? Like, you know what the deal is. I want some dick, so just get over here. That's just really how she's acting right now.
Sir, when you're in a relationship, you don't have to worry about hound and dick. You got a problem. You need to break up with the person. Like,
that's
hold
true.
Up. What do you mean? You what?
It shouldn't even be axed. When I get an
EV,
you need to roll over because you know what it is.
She said it shouldn't be axed. Tell him. But man, how do you pronounce the X?
I'm not asking anyone for nothing. It's the same house. And if you my man, then, you know, if you smell that, you know, whipped shea butter, it's time to get down.
I put on the clothes. Oh, shit. Shout out to everybody listening in. If you want to, you ready for me to open up your mic or whatever, just press the number one, and I'll definitely get it. We got some to show off, and like I said, join in with the topic. We also got some new music.
like I said, to play from Pharaoh. I'm going to show you some love. I'm going to show love to my homeboy, Shoddy the Gun, too. I appreciate you. And also, everybody, come through next Thursday. It's going down. Club Rain, you know what I mean? Hit me up for tickets. Call Nick Numbers. And also this Sunday, I'm performing at the Undisputed Rap Battle. You know, there's going to be some crazy battles going on. A lot of people are going to come through and support. I'm performing. You know, we got Outlaw versus Hazy All Crazy, Jay Bird versus Quick. You got Mocha versus GB. You got Bumblebee versus Diamond, Young Jurors versus Mad Face. Mad Face, man? Oh, shit. Damn. I'm putting some money on some niggas. Mad Face, I'm putting fucking money on you. Shout out to SWA. That's crazy. Cook and Phantom, hosted by Vodka. Y'all know what's going down this Sunday at Mill Creek. Definitely come through. Check it out. We'll have some motherfucking fun. Right now, I'm going to show some love. I got that to my homeboy, Pharaoh. Play his song, What You Mean. We get back to talking about the topic. Try to get the song played again later on in the show.
We're trying that.
We're going to try to show some love to my homeboy, Pharaoh Ramsey. We're going to show some love later. But we also got, we lost the caller. Damn. We're going to play, there it is. No, there's a new caller. We're going to show some love and take some more calls. Like I said, tonight's topic
is, you know, have you ever smoked weed and it made you horny? And our second topic for tonight is, have you ever had so much to drink you end up having sex with somebody you normally wouldn't, or is it a person that you actually call when you're drunk, like, oh, I can fuck her tonight, or...
I'm drunk enough. She's sexy enough because I'm drunk enough.
Yeah, she's sexy because I'm drunk. We got a caller, 267-427. Welcome to Philly Sean Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
267. Right. Damn. Damn. It's making noise. What are we going to do? Let them go. We'll let you go. That was
a call. Okay.
We have
it was awkward.
A phantom caller. Mute your phone then next time, you know what I mean? We'll let you.
We
don't even need to. Yeah, we definitely. Like, what you do, you just pop the bra strap or something. These people, funny. But at the same time, now I guess we can get into the part of the show where we play on phone. I want to play on the phone. Mike, you think we should play on somebody's phone tonight?
Yeah. That'll be kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah, we got our first victim. She's a deadbeat baby mom. As they say on Basketball Wives, LA, a deadbeat baby mom, but we can't fuck with her. We can't have her in our circle.
Oh, man. Can't have those around at all.
Hell no. So we're going to be coming at this deadbeat baby mom. Because we don't fucking like her. We don't appreciate her deadbeatishness. Her deadbeatishness. Fuck that bitch. Wait a minute. What is so cool, with the Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to make a phone call right along with being able to... take callers or whatever. So right now we're going to test out that feature. As a matter of fact, I wonder if I can dial star 67. If I can't, we will be making this phone call the old-fashioned way, because we can do that to the point. Straight to the point. But I figured, you know, if we could do it this way, we ain't no interruptions, we talking shit, we laughing while we wait for her to get on the phone. Let me get my voice together. I'm like, Carmen. Hello. You deadbeat hoe. You deadbeat hoe. What's up? I'm like, what the fuck is this like, bitch? I'm like, you a deadbeat.
What?
I hope she classy enough to do that, you know, and not so much be a whole deppy hoe, be a half deppy hoe.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
I guess we can't block the number out if we, fuck it. She can call the show back all she wants. I don't care. Fuck that bitch. No. I don't want her to get back to her. She don't even know, like.
Uh-uh.
What'd you say?
I said, she don't even know, like, you know.
Yeah, no. She don't even know. So since she don't even know, we got to do it in our own little special way. We'll keep it real anonymous and shit. All right. No. All right. Yeah, there we go. Now we muted. We got the other phone. We getting ready to hear it. So that we can.
Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you, but it's echoing.
You hear, it's not echoing now, though, right?
No, not right now.
That's just some crazy shit. While we try to get this caller on the line, we're going to take a real quick break to tell you guys to wear condoms. You know what I mean? It's definitely a good thing to do. Unless you are singing Looney Tunes songs.
Looney Tunes in your area.
Hey, man, I was over at the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madams. You know what I did?
Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit.
I really like this song. Shut up.
Oh,
shit. I hear the whole song. It's this shit, baby.
Oh, man.
Shut up. What are you talking about? When the last time you went raw, Mr. Farrell Ramsey?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Tell me you went wrong. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, we didn't hear you.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought y'all couldn't hear me because something happened on my phone. Last time I went wrong?
Yes.
Just this afternoon. No, No.
Every day.
But I've been with this girl for like 6 years, so it's just like, yeah. I don't go well with nobody I don't trust. But yeah, I've been with her for like 6 years, so.
The only one you were dealing with for 6 whole years straight without no other sex?
Huh?
Was it any more sex with anybody else for those 6 years, or was it just you and her?
It's just been me and her, mainly. I mean, yeah, during the 6 years I've had other sex, but it's just basically because we weren't together. When we were together, it's just me and her. I stay strictly with my female phone with somebody.
Good man. That's a good man right there.
Ew. Even though I still think you bullshit because we were on the radio, she probably calling in. So I'm going to say that you're bullshit.
She don't even know I'm off. She at work.
She at work. Right, nigga. I'm 100%. You that. But it's cool, though. You know, I'm riding with it. Whatever that. Fucking, hey, it is what it is. That's love right there. Or the pussy might be just real good. Whatever.
Combination of both. Combination of both. Not going to lie.
I'm not.
Hey, we're going to let's take another caller.
Oh, we got another caller calling from the 310 area code. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hello? Maybe that person clicked over. Hello, 310? No? Okay. We're going to go to our phone. Prank time. We're ready for that right now. So we want to get ready to check in on that and get the ball rolling and have some fun. I'm going to have some fun. Remember, this is a bitch suffering from death eating. Maybe she might be stuck in this. Use a phone with my second thing. Wait, I didn't leave a message. You stinking bitch. Fuck it.
There, yeah, I'll leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Leave a message. You stinking bitch. You're off the hook now. We'll get you. All right. That was funny. Later. I'm going to try to call back. She might, who the fuck?
Like, see, you got to leave a message. When you call a person from a private number, you leave a message. So they're like, oh, this person want to play. I'm going to answer when they call back. So we're going to wait for that. And while we wait for that, we're going to play some more music. Shout out to my homeboy, NG. This is called One Thing. He do his thing. He definitely show love at Diamond Spotlight. We appreciate that. You know, the next date on that is January 1st. Excited. Big shit.
I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and we're doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and we're doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. Yup, it's your boy NDOT. I deal with more automobiles than PennDOT. Why I spend so much on a wristwatch? Cause time is money and I ain't got a lot. See, I spend it all, it's back to the fall. Just so this can ball, harder than Chris Paul. I lock top, I don't ever play rent it. Players only live once, that's why I stay in it. The weekend I'm in the club again, with that new low shirt and them Uggs for men. The chicks love what they see me in. Models on the top, so let the night begin. We all bottle pop, slick with nitrogens in the chain. All of that sea pain, got skins on the brain. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. They surely wanna break me down. To see your big girls, and that's you what I'm taking now. My dough is low, I'm sitting on paper now. Used to go coastal, class in Jamaica now. I got a little mama, call her my flow rider. She bought a dollar plus, she give me good holler. You know I miss you, money ain't an issue. I let my miss do anything she wish to. She wanna freak them in them cheeks like tissue. She wanna shop and tag popping like my fist do. It don't stop, every night I'm on my grit too. Just trying to make it do what it do. I want that CL ocean blue, the hood see through. So when I'm coasting through, the hood see through. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
Go ahead and tweet about it. Go ahead and tweet about it. By tomorrow, everybody gon' read about it. I'm up in here, I'm the man. I got drinks, I got a pot full of wine.
I come in the club, so fresh, hoping sex. Find a tie that's fly, write them open checks. A double shot of Henny in the cold light. Me and Bree hit the floor tonight. I wanna see them tights. Mama sipping them wet rolls. I can't lie, I let them select those. You make a brother wanna grab and touch you. I love the way the cash must do. Look in them hills. You make me wanna pay your bills and move you out Chestnut Hill. I ain't pressed for still. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
Shout out to my homeboy, NG. He did that at my Diamond Spotlight the month before last November. He did his thing. Appreciated you coming through. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Real red all day. We got more music to play, more shit to show off. I still want to talk about this topic. You know what I mean? Aleem, I know you elaborated on it a little bit.
Yeah, I've talked about my band experience, Ciroc.
Yeah, Ciroc is powerful. And for me, it's Long Island 10. I can't do all of them. I have too many. I only do 4 now. If I'm even drinking Long Island, they so strong.
Yeah, I only do
one.
Who's making all that noise? What is that noise? Oh, what is that? Oh, nobody want to answer. Okay.
What noise are you talking about?
Secrets? What you mean, what am I talking about? It was like a little beep noise. Maybe I'm going crazy. Maybe it's my phone.
What
are you doing?
What are
you
trying to
happen
with the topic?
I think they're playing. We have open up this other call. Damn, this other call is 310. Hello?
Yo.
What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
You know who this is, right, Honest?
No, who is this?
Shakur.
So many names, I don't know who you are tonight.
No, for real. Shakur, the one that call you almost all the time?
Like, no, shut up. All right. Sit out here. I think that's my first time using that door, too. All right. No, I think I did say it with my girlfriend. Shout out to my homegirl, Paige. That's my boo. She had me watching that dream. But shout out to you, Shakur. Excuse me. I'm trying to think you're all twisted up in these cords. Why can't everything be wireless? There's no phone charger not a wireless. You have to have a wire next to the phone. Didn't they make phones that you have to stick a charger in it? Yeah, I need that. But welcome back to Philly Town Radio. What you been, Shakur?
And thanks
for
speaking
about the show the other day. Tuning in us.
Yeah, I couldn't hear what you said. I'm playing Call of Duty again.
What is Call of Duty? What is up with that?
It's my stress reliever.
It's your stress reliever?
So what's the topic for today?
Oh, tonight is, you ever smoked some weed and it made you horny? Or, like, what type of, is there a certain type of weed you've ever smoked and it made you horny or whatever? Maybe that is my fault.
No, I stopped smoking weed, like, back in high school.
Never made
so
you horny?
No, it never made me horny. Getting drunk made me horny.
Everybody's saying it. What's your drink?
You said what? Oh, Pizza Rock.
See, there it is.
Yeah, but I actually still like my favorite drink of all time is Belvedere.
Remember Belvedere. I made Belvedere.
Yeah. I mean, they got the same percentage as Ciroc anyway. Well, actually more. I think Ciroc got 35.
I think they gotta be at least. But you know what? It just depends on how many times the shit was distilled, like how fucked up you gonna get from it. Do we ever know?
No, shit, I just can't drink tequila. That shit fucks me up, man.
I love
drink that shit.
What? I would say tequila makes me a little horny. It's something about it makes you feel too Latin or something. You know, movie a hit or whatever. Yeah, tequila makes me feel like I can speak Spanish, you know. So what?
Yeah, I fucked the mood up drinking that shit.
Yeah, makes my baby.
That shit will make me throw up.
I'm not vodka, huh?
I said that shit make me throw up when I drink that.
Damn, everybody got quiet.
Yeah, didn't it? So I got the phone and I hung up.
I'm silly as shit. First, let me chill with us, and then we gonna go into my little side topic. You know, man, it's a little late. You know, everybody had a chance to unwind with the show. I do really want to know, like, how would you treat a person you don't like? Because I get so many people who I got a smile on my face for whatever reason, because I ain't got shit to offer niggas. I only fuck with people who doing shit for themselves. Like, please, like, you're not my child.
you want to act like my child, I'll treat you like a stepchild, make you fucking rub my feet all night or some shit. You want to be my baby, yo. It's consequence because I didn't push you out of this. And we're going to take another caller, chill and talk to my homeboy, Mr. Green, for a minute. We're going to chill. Try to play on some more phones a little later. I don't know. Got another caller, 15500. Welcome to Philly Shy Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? You miss me?
What?
I miss you? Did you miss me? Did I miss you? Uh-huh. Who's this? Oh, this is my boo.
Yes, it be.
Hey, truth teller, honey.
Hey.
Make yourself known. Are you still in the hospital?
Yep.
Oh, I'll be so better when they let you out.
I don't know. They're keeping me hostage. Been here for 3 days.
Damn. Oh, well, we all got to say get well, truth teller. You're not going to say it, y'all? Might go to.
Oh,
who's
in the hospital for?
Hey,
who on the phone?
Hope you feel better.
Who's all on the phone?
We got Mike on the phone. We got Farrell on the phone. We got Shakur on the phone. We got Ms. World Alima. And everybody wants you to get well soon, honey.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Don't sound too hype, too happy. Put a smile on your face. Oh, you're not in any pain. Or you tell them to give you drugs. Like, you in the hospital, you get the free drugs. Like, no, doc, I need the better shit.
Done that.
Okay, see you a little feeling it. All right, we're going to leave you alone then.
I can't be bad today. I'm in the hospital. You know, I can't get my bad.
Why you call the show then? What you mean you can't be bad? Why you call up the show then?
Well,
I ain't
going to
just only wish you well. I got to ask you the topic question, miss.
Well, you know, my roommate over there having her conversation. I can have mine over here.
Oh, well, we asked your roommate the topic question. Ask your roommate, you have a weed. You're so stupid. Is your roommate a guy?
No, it's a chick.
Oh, well, never mind. I don't fuck with her. I like fuck with niggas. We ain't gonna fuck with her. I was gonna say, are you horny me? Oh, but we don't care about her. At least I don't feel like fucking with no girl. If somebody else on the phone wanted to suggest something, it's like, no, I'm joking. But I want to talk some more shit or whatever. I guess truth teller don't want to answer the topic question. I'm not going to force her.
Answer the topic question.
All right, good. See, reverse psychology works sometimes.
And it gets you beat up, too.
Topic question for the night is, have you ever smoked a certain type of weed and gotten horny and, like, or is it liquor? You know what I mean? Have you ever had to get drunk? That's the second question. Have you, for liquor or whatever, have you ever had to get drunk in order to have sex with a guy? Like, the only way you could do it is if you had sex, if you could do it another way.
Well, okay, you got to nix question one because I don't smoke. Question two, no, because even if I'm drunk and I don't want to fuck you, I'm not going to fuck you.
Oh, so you only
huh?
You ever had a situation, drink too much liquor? You like, oh, shit.
And then it just happened? Oh, yeah.
You silly.
Yeah.
Too high.
Huh?
Sure.
Who?
Oh, honey.
What you say?
I said, what's wrong, honey?
Said,
what's wrong, honey? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Oh, I leaped up there for a minute because of the medicine.
Okay. Well, just fall back, honey. Thank you so much for calling in and chill. I'm not going to
put too much on you. You definitely synonymous with calling Philly Shine Radio from the hospital. If y'all don't remember why you were in labor last year, was it last year? Yeah, last year.
Last year.
Definitely. Yeah. So, when is Diva's birthday?
October 9th.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You okay over there? Also, I wanna ask my homeboy Mike. I gotta ask you a side question. I wanna get into people's mind a little bit. How would you treat a person if you didn't like them?
If I didn't like them, like, what you mean, like, as a person or, like, sexually?
Yeah, like, or whatever. I'm not talking about a story where you're being a bigger person. That's not what I'm talking about. At a certain time, yeah, you could be a bigger person and whatever, not do nothing to the person or not treat them no type of way. But, like, say a person, you won't see him regardless, you won't hear about him regardless, but you just don't fuck with him for whatever reason it might be.
How would I treat that person? And I knew I had to see him, like, every day.
Or every once a week or once a month.
Yeah.
So you don't like the person yet, you might see him.
Right. Again. I see what you're saying. I keep it casual, or you know what I'm saying? I keep everything civil. You know, I'm a level headed dude, you know. So I keep everything civil, but I would, you know, they would know.
You'd be all joking, like, oh, let me chill over here.
I just keep it civil. Like, they would, you know, they would know that where I stand at, you know what I'm saying? But I would just keep it civil. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be all trying to act like I'm cooler with them than I'm really not. I mean, I'm not really good at being fake, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not good at that. If I'm being fake with a person, whoever I'm being real with or my peoples, I'm definitely complaining. I'm like, yo, man, I can't stand running fake ass bitch. You know what I mean? Like, certain times for me, I've had to, like, say if I know was sworn to secrecy, like, I'm not going to be the person to say, oh, I know such and such or whatever about the person. Even if my family, they don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to say there's been plenty of times. We all good, like, heart you ladies, all of you, everybody in my family. Like, but it's been times the family, you tell them one shit, and they just start spreading their shit around. You're like, what the fuck? Oh, man. You don't have to say that, you know what I mean? But if it's a mutual thing, you know, you don't like a person, you don't go around them trying to be all fake and phony. Or even if you, somebody who's doing a person dirty, like, if you're doing a person dirty, you don't go around them, like, you know what I'm saying, being all fake and phony, or you don't really like a person, you really secretly talking about them. You can't spend time with that. You look like a whole fucking nut.
No, not at all. Not me, anyway. I can't do it.
What about you, Ramsey? Is there a certain different type of way you would treat a person you don't like, or you pretty much agree with Mike?
That pretty much, I mean, I'm more or less like this person who tries to avoid conflict as much as possible, but it is what it is. I'm going to handle mine. If the person going to jump in my face, I'm just going to handle it. But if I don't like a person, I hope that person don't expect a handshake when I see it, like, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the club. No, I'm sorry. I'm too true for that. Nah, fuck that. If I don't like you, don't talk to me. I'm going to just walk away. I'm just going to look at you, walk away, and keep it moving.
That's right. Yeah, I'm liable to trip a person if I don't like them. I know how I get, like, and then, like, you get away with the person, it's like the club, you see him in the club, and shit is real crowded, you're like, all right, I'm tripping, bitch. Like, I do some shit like this. I'm going to trip it real quick.
Kicking down the steps.
You know what?
I said kicking down the steps.
The opportunity to get away with it, that would be nice.
This is Sparta.
My nephew would say, yo, my nephew funny as shit. He'd be like, this is Sparta. And kick his little foot. That's so cute. Yeah. We ain't no punks over here. We gangsters. What about you, Alima? Miss Alima, how would you treat a person that you didn't like?
Honestly, well, to the person that I know didn't like me.
Yeah, you know this person didn't like you, and you know you're going to see them, like, around the hood, like, and it's mutual, like, y'all don't like each other, or you know the person talking like shit behind your back. Or let's put it this way, talk behind your back, but they want to be real. They, every time they want to be, oh, hey, I know you, because you know you'd be looking good.
I deal with it everyday basis, so what I do is, whatever you want to speak, hello, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Don't expect a phone call. Don't expect us going out. If you want to be in the neighborhood, be in jail. But when I leave, you're talking about that's going to happen every day. Mm-hmm. I know I'll be to lose people cash. Like, whatever. People don't have nothing else to do with their life. But that's for people who really don't have a life. They just sit around and talk about you. But when they stop talking about you, that's when you know it's a problem. But you're doing something right in order to people talking about you. So, thank you. Goodbye.
There's
something negative to say all the time.
Definitely. You are appreciated for your negativity. Yeah, but I feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? Because even with me sometimes, which, you know, being what we do, like, you know, being around people who do music, but you have to be fake or whatever. And I'm not going so much be fake. Like, certain times, like, if somebody did some shit to me, I don't fuck with you, or I feel some type of way, please believe it's going to be known, like, because I don't want you to hear me, like, I really fucking don't. I'm like, if this person's a fucking asshole, like, and that's how I'll describe you. We had a business deal that went wrong, or, you know, everything was messed up. No, fuck that person. They stupid. They broke. Whatever. I'm not even that type of person, so, you know, beware if you want to do some bullshit business with me. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of people who we all work with, and we work very well together, and we work hard, you know what I mean? But it's a lot of people who be on some, I don't know, like, I don't know what to call it, but I'm never phony. That's why I guess money around it. So please appreciate that, and then don't try to come and smile on my face if I know you want some bullshit. So, not so much it'll be a fight, but I don't give a fuck. Like, you won't know what it is. It's, I make my presence felt, like, in so many words, yeah. So we're going to check out some more music before we shut the show down, talk some more with my homeboy, Pharaoh Ramsey. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Thanks for you tuning in, Truth Teller. My boo, shout out to you, Shakur, for calling in. We appreciate it. I feel like I'm drunk or something. I don't know. Something's going on. But we, oh, yeah, I know what it is. The other song. Warning. It didn't make me warning. See? You warning.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That get money family ain't too shoddy. Cause we got another one.
And I ain't ready, man.
Okay.
Still getting at a dollar like Bill Gates, they Microsoft. Internet sucks, there is no signal with my lightning storm. We in here now, starting from the bottom where there is no hope. The fiends still love me from the days when I was pushing coke. 12, 12 skinnies, couple packs from that Aristo. And if we ain't had to bag the files, what's what it's hitting for? Cops come, we switch the flow. All the work just come and go. Some niggas gonna try to scheme, but that is only typical. My ritual was slipping through the mind of the rookies, but it's so simple. Stay to get money, fuck pussy, cause your girlfriend gon' leave you. And money is gonna seek you. Unbelievable, the dude that you needed don't wanna see you. Might sell you some light shit, but they don't really want to. Ain't no dipping in and out. Then you ask some niggas to front you. I keep it to 100 when it comes to these beats, but all I'm really doing is letting you know I'm stuck in these streets.
Love me, 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 love me,
Reggie, Perk 10, Perk 5, Blues Juice, exotic shit at 18, I've been fly, hustler by the daytime, trapper by the night,
okay.
Ain't nobody millionaire, so ain't nobody living right,
okay.
Is you feeling me,
nah.
Is you hearing me, voice of the streets, my name's Shotty, that's what I'm here to be, when things are going good, something always happens bad, right, so what you do is down the whole bottle, and get mad, right, well maybe that's not your twist, so you twisting up a Dutch and shit, mad at the world for this yourself, that's fucking up and shit, lunching without dinner in your stomach, got $2 left, stressing is a motherfucker.
Money, 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 money,
fresher in them gullies, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Looks good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Guys called back with some coffee in your system, because y'all sitting here acting all bored.
I called back.
Y'all calling in. We want to hear what y'all got to say. Don't forget that. Ramsey, True Teller.
What up?
Acting all shy. Why you acting all shy, yo? What's your new name, Shy?
Come on now.
You know what?
I ain't never saw. What happened to the other topic question?
Oh yeah. Which one about not liking each other, not liking a person?
No, about going raw. When the last time
Oh
one of y'all felt something a little Rizzo.
Mike, you too, nigga. We never gonna have you being all boring. And no, that wasn't
a good question.
If you want to talk about it,
you can definitely talk about it.
I got some raw beak. You know what I'm saying? A little while ago. I got coochie lips, so I mean, I gave her some raw tongue, but I ain't nail raw.
Wait a minute, what you mean raw tongue? Well, how else can you do it? Like, I heard, like, you can wrap your tongue in plastic. You did that?
No, I ain't do that. I ain't gonna lie. I was sucking on it, but I ain't gonna lie.
Was it good?
I like doing it, to tell you the truth. I don't do everybody, but I do like to do it.
It was fun.
Huh?
What?
Hear her?
No, what? What you said?
Mike, you suck. What are you doing?
What? I can't hear her. What she
and that's what she ate.
Well,
what she
said?
Did it taste good?
Oh, did it taste good? Oh, yeah. It was good money.
Are you good at what you do?
Yeah, I don't get no complaints at it. Yeah, I think I'm pretty good. Yeah, I got a black belt in Kung Fu.
about it.
They
sounded
decent at the same time because
it
was so
silly.
That was silly.
So when you down there, you know, doing your business, do you use your fingers?
Yeah, but I like to suck on the clit, though.
It's not called a clit. Did you just call it a clit?
Yeah.
Ready to click and hang up on you. A click. I'm so sorry. Hold up. You can't do like stuff like that. We are public. We are public.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna think, keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna be real white.
Also, we still have Shakur on the line. What about you? When's the last time you went wrong? No. I think we answered that one day. You answered that. We appreciate that. We want to talk about how would you treat a person, I guess, that you didn't like? Like, how would you treat a person that you didn't like? They gotta see them.
I don't deal with people that I don't like.
You know, like maybe you'll have to see them like friend of the family or whatever. Like, you don't fuck with the person. How would you treat that situation?
Look, I haven't been talking to my dad for 10 years, and it ain't bothering me. You know, so I can cut you on. I mean, I can, you know, talk to you one day and that shit. I can just say fuck it and don't have to think about it again. You know, so it ain't really hard. I don't give a shit if you know, family. And even, you know, down to my mom, you know, we had disagreements. I'm still going to talk to her because she's my mom, but shit. You know, it's times I cut her ass off for 3 months and not talking to her. It kind of hurt me, though, but like any other person, I really wouldn't give a shit. So, no, but if I was forced in a situation and, you know, I didn't like the person, but they was preventing me from getting to one place, and, you know, I'll probably play devil advocate at that time and just, you know, kind of bite my tongue. And once I get what I need, then I just let them have it and don't deal with them again.
Let them have it. I like that part of the story.
Just keep it moving.
That's funny as shit. Let them have it. Like, hold up. You know what? Now I got my... I don't know. I can't be that... I'm not that devious, though. I'm more of a... Oh, shit, I gotta say something. Like, I don't like this bitch. I would have to need somebody to just... You know what? And that's what ended up happening. Shout out to my friend who actually care about me really sleeping and letting the person know what I really think about them. Definitely thank you, Alima. Shout out to Passion. She's good at that, too. Passion, I will call Passion. I'm about to smack this person. Break me up. What should I do? Should I smack him? Like, how do I calm down from the situation before I make it any worse? Like, I actually had a situation where I guess the person thought I took something from his apartment or whatever. And guess what he thought I took, guys? Hamburgers and weed, right?
Wow.
This nigga was mad like you took hamburger and weed.
Yo, first of all, when I heard it, I'm like, all right. Come when he said it, because I didn't know what it was at first. I'm like, come up to my apartment because I know I ain't going to break none of my shit. Because if I come get it to you, I know I'm going to snap. So I'm like, so what happened? And he want to act all stupid, tell me something. Let's sit down, talk about this like civilized people. And I'm like, I told you I was civilized. What the fuck is wrong with you? So then.
Yes. It dawns on me. My burgers was gone. Like, what? How did you get out of somebody's house with a box of burgers?
The hamburger might know. The hamburger. Yeah, the hamburger might know. Little, to make a long story short, I got snacked. And, right, and just, like, really trying not to kill this person. Like, it was, like, really hard. Like, I just, like, smacked the shit out of his dress, like,
ew,
made him go
dress
from having a ponytail to a bang.
I was just saying, that's like some ghetto ass shit right there. Like, yo, you stole my hamburger, dog. Like, nigga, what? Like, who the fuck go around stealing nigga hamburgers? Like, I got my own friends. Like,
he was like. Because, like, one day he made burgers for everybody. Them dudes was banging. So then I text him, like, yo, you want to make another one of them burgers with me? And I was, like, wondering why he didn't respond to my text. Like, what happened? So then he was saying that day when I'm about to kill him. He was saying, when you text me that night, it dawned on me, and I looked in my freezer, and my furnace was going.
Wow.
Like, I was like, yo, get your petty nut ass away from me. And he got these big ass titties. Like, get the fuck away from me so I kick your ass. Fucking bitch. Like, I'm sexy as shit with my titties. He's so stupid. I forget what he said. It was, like, real ridiculous, though, to this day.
That nigga extra sensitive about some damn hamburgers. He's like, yeah. You know how much hamburgers cost, nigga? You stole my hamburgers, y'all. I want my hamburgers back. Nigga a little sensitive about his hamburgers now.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I ain't never heard nothing like that in my life. That's crazy.
No, right? That's how I felt, too. I stood on a chair to keep from punching him. Like, I'm standing on the chair, and so I just put the chair between us and not fuck him up. Like, I mean, just get the fuck out. Like, fuck away from me. Like, you really drawing. He was like, you hit me one more time while they in. You know, that's my running, whatever. You hit me, what do you say? Get your fingers. I'm like, the fuck out of here. Fucking move. Like, that's just, how do you even say that to a person? I would say, if you stole my dollar, at least it's a dollar, you know what I mean?
Four pack of burgers.
You know what, yo, I'm just going to sit there and call it, like, I'm going to call it how I see it. You done stole that man's aphrodisiac. That's how he get in the mood. He go rub him up some burgers, rub them all down. Yeah. Just like, you know, I'm about to get it for you, baby. Like,
you know,
that nigga is a little defensive about his hamburger.
No, you know what? I wonder who really took the burgers. That's what I want to know. Like, I wonder who really took the burgers. Was it you? We should have turned the t-shirts. Who took the burgers?
Hamburger thief.
Walk around with a t-shirt saying, where's the beef and shit?
No, where's the took the burger with some dreads and shit. Him person with dreads in his arms, like, I don't know. What is that? Big city. Can't believe it. Because I swear that had to be the funniest thing I've ever happened to me all year. I don't think I know anything else funny than that.
I think that pretty much covered like the funniest thing ever. I'm sorry. Anytime you get a phone call like, "Hey, you stole my Walmart burgers," like, there's a problem.
No, I don't think they came from Walmart. Yo, no, they was good though. I ain't gonna lie. Man, let me rewind it. I don't know who else he made burgers for, but like I said, a couple of days ago, I was thinking, like, yo, the burgers is good as shit. Let me get a burger. He didn't text me back. And it wasn't even like he was telling people that I stole his burger. He told my homegirl that I stole something from him, and she just snapped and blacked out on him or whatever. And he's like, "Why are you mad?" And he's like, "She not even gonna be this bad." He's like, "Oh, you think she not gonna be this mad?" Like, ooh, that's crazy. Because you don't say that to a person. You don't tell them, especially like you say, a person who works hard, or you know, a person who take care of their family and who really care about, you know what I mean, kids, take care of their friends. Like, to say a person stole, let it be a penny. Like, how you be ready to just like kill a person? Maybe we should have that topic one day. Like, how would you feel if somebody accused you of stealing? Like, what, nigga? I'll break your fucking mouth. I'm Joel.
Ooh, I just got a damn refrigerator.
We
just like little stupid shit. I know a girl one time stole my sister's phone.
I know that girl.
Stole your what?
I ain't even gonna put her out there like that. But she stole the phone from the thong. But did not have a tag on it, which means they were worn before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nasty
the whole
shit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't approve of stealing.
Not trying to say no shit, but you walking around sitting here smelling like your coochie, like, this is really
bitch is still a nigga's man nowadays, so. What the fuck? Phones, and you know what I mean? People stealing niggas. My fucking car is even getting stolen nowadays. It's crazy out here.
Yeah.
Hold them close and your phone. And your back.
And your burgers.
That's like the funniest shit I've ever heard being stolen, second to hamburger. Right.
And you gotta make sure that your burgers are safely secure in the upright position. I'll be like, yo, Shakur, it's time you make my hope. I can see a bulge out your jacket, yo. You take my box of burgers, nigga. I was grabbing him saying to me like that, you know, like, no, oh, I didn't listen.
Well, you see my box of burgers?
Yeah.
Like, I know you took them because you opened
them. Yeah, like, I know that day you wanted my burgers. You already had them. You was just trying to be smart, but I would appreciate it that more overboard. But that's cool. It definitely is what it is. I appreciate everybody for joining the show. We're going a little bit over 1 o'clock a little bit because we had to elaborate on the stories. Thank you all. Thank you, Alima, for joining on the show. Next time we got to get Starbucks to sponsor the show so that y'all can get double shots and not be on the joint like,
I want y'all to drunk next time. Y'all take a couple shots of the rock next time.
We have a drinking game. Yeah, we have to figure out a drinking game. What we could do. I just feel like I'm not seeing you. Yeah, we gotta get a little drinking game. Get everybody a little perked up. Definitely thank you, Mike, for tuning in with us. You was funny as hell.
All day, baby. It's my pleasure.
It's your pleasure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should do, all right, you know what, yeah. I'm going to think about I'm going to shut this show. Actually, show some love to my peoples and play some more music. I got to go to my homeboy with Mr. Nice Watch. Shout out to, no. I want to hear Bank Joint. Yeah, you say I like 50 on this joint, but I definitely appreciate you tuning in and showing love and submitting your music. Ozone _ Banks. This is his song, Get It All.
Banks. Ozone in the building. DFS. Soup. Hey, I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, I'ma go get it all. Then I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gonna get the money, I'm gonna get it all.
Said I'm gonna get the money, and I'm gonna have a ball. And you ain't gotta worry, shorty, I'ma get it all. And you ain't gotta worry, shorty, I'ma break you off. But then I'm on my usher tip, you ain't gotta call. See, I know they be faking, they don't wanna see me ball. And I know they be hating, they just wanna see me fall. They be trying to provoke me, they just wanna see me drop. And then they wanna see a nigga running from the law. See, Banks ain't slow, mama never raised a boo. Said mama said, go, better take your butt to school. And that's just what I did, even though I broke the rules. Intelligent and arrogant, but still I'm super cool. You can catch me out at my hood, chilling with the goons. And we ain't gotta worry, cause you know we got them tunes. Yeah, I'm talking shotgun, handguns, fully automatic. So we got them semi-automatic too.
I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, I'm gon' get it all. Then I'ma tell you like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'ma get it all. I'ma
let me see you roll it up. And wherever you from, let me see you throw it up. If you hearing it's your birthday, go and do it up. And if you taking shots, let me see you double up. See, I do this for the hood, ain't nobody real as us. And I hope it's understood, ain't nobody touching us. Man, I wish a sucker would get hype, gas up that 40 cow spit. Flames it up, light his ass up. Man, it ain't no pain. What I spit is what I live in, man. I'm trying to see change. I'm talking money and the difference. When I talk about a difference, I'm not trying to see no killing. When I talk about money, no, I'm trying to make a killing. Picture me in a range with the paint still dripping. Or that old school Chevy while I'm wood green gripping. But it really don't matter, long as I'm still living. Cause whatever it is, know that I'm gon' get it.
I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, I'm gon' get it all. Then I'ma tell you like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'ma get it all. I'ma get the car, I'm gon' have a car. Then I'm gon' have a car.